So LR0 parsers usually don't work with the characteristic automaton, but rather a deterministic version of that, which is what we call the canonical LR0 automaton. So those are usually created from the characteristic automaton by the usual means of making them deterministic. That's what we see sketched here. So essentially what we're doing is the power set construction here. The one that we've seen is one that doesn't support epsilon transitions, so this is why there's this little step in between where we do epsilon transitions. That might vary a little bit depending on which school you went to, so there's also power set constructions that do support epsilon transitions. However, what usually is done in compiler construction is that you do a rather direct approach to constructing the canonical LR0 automaton instead of going through three steps of automaton generation. And the thing that you get out of that is a thing that is similar to that, and we're going to see how that works now, an example. So this is again the grammar from the last example, and as we have seen sketched a little bit earlier, is what we essentially do in making this automaton deterministic is the characteristic automaton deterministic as well. For one thing is we take our start production, which is this S prime goes to E into an item, because that is like the basis for the states in the characteristic automaton, and we go over to a sort of power set version of that. So our new states are now collections or sets of items, and the ones that go together into one state usually are the ones that are reachable from each other by like what had been epsilon transitions in the characteristic automaton, and we obtain those by following whatever you can expand in terms of the marker being in front of a non-terminal. So let's have a look in here. We see in our start symbol, or start in our start item, there was a marker in front of the non-terminal E. So what we're gonna add to the whole thing is all the open items for non-terminal E. Those two. In there, we check the markers in front of E, but we already have gathered all the open items for E. However, there's still a mark in front of a T, so this leads to us adding like the product, the items for T. In there, we find a mark in front of a T, which means that this one will also not contribute anything new to our set, but there's a mark in front of F. So what we're going to do is we add F's open items, and in there we see that there's only markers in front of terminal symbols, which is fine for us. They don't get expanded in any way. So with that, we have created our first state of the canonical LR0 automaton, which is like the first state of the deterministic automaton that is there to help the LR0 parser. So now let's have a look at how we go on. So everything that was reachable via epsilon transitions from there is already in the state integrated. So what else is reachable from there would be, well, things where the marker is in front of, like terminal symbols. So let's have a look at one of those. And there's, for example, the marker in front of, well, let's pick the bracket. So for that one, we would then say, well, this is a possible transition in the characteristic automaton. It is marked with the bracket, and this will lead to a new LR0 state, which consists in the old item with a marker now surpassing the symbol that we had transitioned with, and is now like this. Yeah, I leave a lot of space here because, as in the case before, we still have to do epsilon transitions in every new state that we reach, because there could be some in the characteristic automaton also. Yeah, so let's check, and we see there is the mark in front of an E, so this will lead to us adding E goes to T and E goes to E plus T. Yeah, so these are the same ones as the other one that we had to add. Again, another new check for, yeah, well, here's the mark in front of an E that doesn't contribute anything, but here, this marker here will actually contribute. So that's what we do. We'll contribute the T productions. T goes to marker F, or T goes to marker T times F. And again, we check mark in front of a T doesn't provide anything new. However, this one does. So let's add those. This is now F goes to brackets E, and F goes to int. Yeah. So you see, of course, for those also we have to check, but these are terminal symbols. They don't contribute anything to the states contained items. Yeah. So you see, that's how you do that. You unfold everything that is expandable from the marked symbols until the set stabilizes. And since there's only finally many open items, this will stabilize at some point. So with that, you see, we have one fraction of the canonical automaton already done. And if you want to do that by hand, it's a good idea, for example, to do like I have done here with some kind of marker to flag what you have already used for doing transitions in order to catch them all. Yeah. Okay. So yeah, those we already have. It's not only terminals that we have to take care of. There's also things that you can find non-terminals on the pushdown of the shifty tooth pairs. So, for example, like F. Yeah. Oh, well. Not F, also T. I think T is the one that comes first here in my drawings. So here, T is marked with a bullet. And so this is a viable thing to read from the pushdown of the shift-reduced parser. So let's have a look at what we will get out of that. So we see that in here and in here we could transition with T by just shifting the bullet from left to right, leading to this one, or also in the one below, this way. Yeah. And turns out that in a similar fashion, those two items occur in Q5, so we can also connect Q5 to Q2 via a similar transition with T. And the thing that we then would have to check now is for whether the marker is in front of anything that can be epsilon transitioned with. So here the marker is in the end. So this is already like finally finalized. This item doesn't contribute either to epsilon transitions nor to transitions that are actually labeled. And this one down there, well, this one is not red. pull it yet, because we can still do transitions with star. Epsilon transitions, there are none so far in this Q2, so we can draw our surroundings like very close. And one thing of note, maybe we have found that there is a closed item in this LR0 state. So this corresponds to one of the characteristic automaton's states being closed, which was like a condition for a final state in the characteristic automaton. And since we have like kind of power set states, this also makes our set Q2 be a final one. Yeah. So that's also a thing that we have to take into account. Then we can work our way through the rest of Q0 to kind of tick all these boxes. Like this would be, for example, having a look at E, which is also marked. So where can we reach when we start transitioning with E? And it turns out this is this one here. Same fashion as before. We select all those items that had the E marked, shift pull it over to the right, and then just see whether we have to extend the item collection by more of them due to epsilon transitions. Turns out there's none in this one, so we're done with that. Check for final state condition, and turns out we have one closed item in there, so final state again. So what else remains there to do? There is still F int and bracket, and they go in a similar fashion. So I've done them all in like just F and int. So I've done them in just one step. And yeah, that's them. So with that, we have like colored all the bullets in red and are this kind of done with Q0. Yeah. Also, what we see is that Q3 and Q4 only consist in like closed items themselves, so those are also done for transitioning. Yeah. So we can then have a look at what remains to be done, and there's like the Q1s plus that still needs to be transitioned in order to finalize Q1, and this leads to a new state Q6. Yeah. And same way, Q5 we would like to be dealt with, so therefore we have to look at like where to transition with F, opening bracket, and int. So, oh well, this is for 6, sorry. So Q6. And then we continue so on with all the other open things until at some point we satisfy all the markers. They are now colored red, and we have the complete automaton. Please note that as soon as we realize that we have found a duplicate of a state, we will merge them into one, or not even attempt to create a new one, but just reuse the old one in that sense. So this is the LR0 automaton in its canonical form, directly constructed. It's not overly hard to do. So here we get the formal algorithm for constructing such a thing. So we emanate from the actual grammar of of the parser, and we define first of all like a little helper function, delta star epsilon, which performs this epsilon closure that we always did for each of the states. Yeah, and this one we will do is what we see here. So this can be applied to some state Q, with state being a set of items. So here what we would do is that if we find that there is some occurrence of a marked non-terminal already in the queue, or in this state Q, then we check all the non-terminals that are derivable from this non-terminal that we found, and start with some other non-terminal. So we check what else we can just derive from there, and if there's another non-terminal, we just collect them. So this gives us a whole lot of B's that are directly derivable from our marked non-terminal. And then we take all the productions, inclusively their alternatives, from the production set of the grammar and put them in form of open items, or add them in form of open items to our earlier on produced set of items. This is what we have implicitly done in several steps. We didn't do like this in our version, in the example. This step was for us always single step, and rinse and repeat, single step, add new open items, single step, add new open items, until we have exhausted everything that could be derived. Yeah, here in this definition we do that all in one step. We check for all the reachable non-terminals and put their open items into our state. Okay, but other than that, this is just exactly the same thing. So this is the epsilon closure on an LR0 state. So with that, then we can have a look at how to do a formal construction of the canonical LR0 automaton just based on the grammar. Yeah, so states, we have identified sets of items. Yeah, so this makes up our states. Our start state is usually the one that goes from S prime to some symbol S, and marked at the beginning of the processing of S, so the item S prime goes to bullet S. And as always, we have, when as soon as we want to treat something as a state, we have to take into account that there's the epsilon closure, a closure still open, so epsilon closure of the start state. Yeah. Then transitions are there. So we emanate from a state, and we transition under some symbol X. So X is not necessarily a terminal or non-terminal, it can be either. And we transition if the state Q contains a marked version of that symbol. And what we transition to is a state that we obtain via shifting the bullet one to the right in each of these items that had a marked version of that non-terminal, and forming the epsilon closure on them. So in each step we do that. And if we have done all that, we can then finally go over to marking the final states. Well, the final states is a pretty easy condition. We just have to check whether we find some closed item in the LR0 state, and if we do so, this is going to be a final state. So that's all there is to do to canonical LR0 automata.